This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My very special guest tonight is a musician who has been around for a few years now. He has produced an album that's called Points in Time, based upon his work at three various stages of his musical career, and he is going to be performing in the park in the very near future. It's my very big privilege to welcome and give a very warm welcome, a Bent Notes welcome, to Steve Settergreen. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Dave, and all you guys out there. It's been fantastic to be on your radio show again. I love hearing all my friends and beautiful musicians collectively together. We're all one. We just love music. It's fantastic.
And there's a few of your friends being played tonight here on Joy, because of course it's Australia Day weekend.
Well, we know that. Yes, it's very beautiful today. Look, it's a great day. It's an important day. Important to love music as well.
It is indeed. And I decided that everything tonight should be Australian.
Well done. I think that's a great idea.
Your album Points in Time's been out for a few years now.
Yes.
And it reflects upon various stages of your life. Have you reached the next stage where there's a new Points in Time album due?
Well, I think I'm going to New York in April. It hasn't been confirmed. I think I'll record an album there. The next thing is, because some of the phase of that album was where I was, I want to continue on it. And the concept is how we put pressure on ourselves with no space, no time, no way. But these, and also because I travel a lot with Indigenous cultures, about flipping around, having lots of space, lots of time, and then a thing that I call shame way, that trying to work these works together, either as a collective of improvisation or works to movement or something along those lines. So I'm just in the process of that. I've been working pretty hard over the summer. I tend to get creative and do a lot of those good projects and love sharing music with people. That's what I love doing. But I think I'll record something in April, because we're due for another album for me.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Certainly is. It's a bit difficult these days to do as many albums as we used to do in the past. You've got to be a bit strategic. And I've been working on ways of presenting music in different ways. So I'm always up to something to really think, without trying to be a bit smart about it, but just present a different way. But I love performing. I love sharing with a lot of great musicians, traveling. I'll be doing a little travel off to New Orleans in April as well.
Oh, excellent.
And then I think I'll go to Italy and Singapore later in the year. So I've got a lot of traveling. So I'm at a stage in my life where I'm starting to, I've been mainly based in Melbourne, Australia. I go up to Darwin and Sydney and do all that stuff, and Perth and all that sort of stuff. I think it's about time that I start traveling a little bit more like I did in my younger days, and bring back what I can learn, those experiences, and share with great musicians I love playing with.
What is it that you get from musos from other countries?
Well, it's hard to know. That's why I was sussed out. You just don't know, right? You could get a lot of musicians are quite schooled now, which is fantastic. You know what's coming up. But I'm looking for like-minded people, male, female, whoever, who want to just share the way that I talk about playing in the moment and making it very truthful and really, really listening very deeply and trying to come up with great stories and memorable music that people love.
I remember having a chat with you about deep listening 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I think so. I was very lucky. In 2008, I went with another colleague, named Michael Jordan, and a whole Indigenous crew to Canada, where it all sort of happened for me, in a teepee and stuff. The whole world changed. And just the thing that I have no coincidence, a lot of stuff that I love, because I think the music that I love is all about playing with a sense of freedom. That's what I'm really on about. But also having fun and connecting with the audience. And that's what's going to be great, playing in the park next Saturday at St. James's Park. I'm really looking forward to sharing some great music. I've got some good guests from interstate and really putting on a great show for the people.
Are there any special challenges when you play in a park? I can imagine getting blown away or not being able to hear yourselves. Is there anything that you have to take specific note of?
I love playing. I've been born in clubs. I like small clubs, I love doing big concerts, right? Outdoor gigs are a whole different ball game, because you don't feel the people as much. You got to sort of, you probably got to get more of an act together to make it work a little bit better. You got to be a bit more probably, well, obviously you're very organised, but you got to sort of connect in a different way, because the sound's not hitting back off a wall. It's just putting out there. you know, you're getting obviously the fallback stuff, but it's a whole different bag. You've got to keep it really up and moving, and it's a free concert, so why not take advantage of that?
Well, exactly. This is Burundara, isn't it? The Council of Burundara putting these, and it's a series of shows. It's not just one off next Saturday.
No, it's not.
Right through February.
And it's also connected with other councils and stuff like that as well. But this council is particularly being very good to me with a couple of concerts last year, you know, performing Mistaken Identity, playing with my family, one concert. Now this one is about having fun in the park and connecting with a lot of beautiful people that I'm looking forward to playing.
So you're the first concert in the series. Then there's a Soul in the Park the following week, the 8th of February, then Opera in the Park on the 15th of February at different parks through Burundara. But you're at St James Park.
Yes, lovely park. It's just as you cross the river, across the river there in Richmond, across the Yarra, and just there's a beautiful park on the left with a lot of history called St James Park. There's a couple shrines there. They set up very well. They've been doing it for a lot of years. There's been some great jazz friends playing there again. So I get an opportunity to strut myself with some great musicians.
And Burundara tell me that you're doing music from your Points in Time album. What else can we expect?
I'm looking forward to doing some great standards. I've got a couple of great guests. I've got Axel White, who's an amazing vocalist I love working with, and had a long session. And I've got the great John Mackey coming from Canberra. They've had a session since 1988 when I was in this band called the Young Australian Jazz Ambassadors. I've got Mel playing with me, who's obviously fun to play with. And
indeed.
Nick Haywood and Scott Lambie. Dave Palmer on trombone, who I've had a long association with. So that's really, really going to be really, really great. We won't play so much the original material of Points in Time, but the great connecting music that we play on Points in Time. So it's really good. You know, I've used that name a lot when I've been at the Paris Cat and stuff like that. It's always a great show. Expecting a lot of people will hopefully be there. Bring your picnic. Have a great time. Starts at 6 o'clock. We have a little great band at the start with all these MYO students that Mel and I have been working with.
MYO being?
Melbourne Youth Orchestra.
Yep.
It's not their official event, but they did a workshop for a week and performed. They said, well, why don't you come and perform with us? We put an extra set in the gig.
What a great idea.
So some amazing young musicians. Again, they're being taught to be in the moment and trust the process of not being so overly prepared in terms of you prepare very stringently, very fixed, but when you get to the moment, you've got to be in tune with the audience. But the thing with the outdoor gig is alluding to before, you don't feel the people as close. You sort of got to get that act within the musicians and make that work and have really a lot of fun. And by 9 o'clock, we have to finish up. So it's just 6 till 9, a free concert at St James Park. I'll be there with bells ringing. It's because it'll be really, really good fun.
I think the weather next week is a little warm, but by that time of the evening, it should be just a nice temperature.
Well, let's hope it was like this Saturday because that was beautiful. You never know with weather, but I'll be there playing regardless. That's how I work.
Sounds like a great way to do it. Steve, thank you for popping into the studio once again. Look forward to hearing further from you, particularly with what you tell me about happening later in the year. Might be some interesting new music coming out of the Steve Settergreen mind meld work.
I'm hoping that will take a lot of shape. I'm looking forward to doing lots of performances, and thank you so much for all your support for all the musicians. Your fantastic work, what you do, David. It's really, really important to me and others. We really appreciate it.
A pleasure indeed, Steve. More details, you can do a Google search for Burundara Arts Summer in the Park series or Jazz in the Park, St James Park, and it'll bring up all the details for you from the Burundara Council website. I reckon, Steve, we should have a listen to a little bit more Points in Time. Rolling Along sounds like a good one.
Oh, that's a great tune. I'd love to hear that. That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Steve.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.